Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Emerald Tablet of Hermes is a very short, enigmatic hermetic text traditionally attributed to Hermes Trismegistus, a legendary figure associated with the fusion of Greek Hermes and Egyptian Thoth in later esoteric lore. Best known through medieval Latin versions and later English renderings, the tablet became a cornerstone for Western alchemy and the wider hermetic tradition. Rather than offering a narrative or systematic treatise, it presents compressed aphoristic statements about how reality is structured and how transformation occurs. Its most famous idea is the correspondence between higher and lower levels of existence, commonly summarized as above so below. In this form, the tablet functions less like a manual and more like a meditative key, a small text meant to be read repeatedly, unpacked through commentary, and applied to spiritual and philosophical reflection. Modern editions typically provide the tablet as a standalone reading experience for seekers of classic esoteric sources. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Hermes Trismegistus and the Hermetic context. Understanding the Emerald Tablet begins with its attributed author. Hermes Trismegistus is not a single historically verified person, but a legendary name that became a banner for a body of late antique and medieval esoteric writing. In the Western imagination, he was treated as an ancient sage, and in Islamic and European intellectual history, his authority helped Hermetic ideas circulate across cultures and centuries. The tablet is one of the most cited Hermetic fragments because it condenses a worldview into a few lines, making it easy to transmit and endlessly interpret. Its historical impact also stems from how later alchemists and occult philosophers treated it as a foundational statement about nature, spirit, and the possibility of transformation. Readers should approach the text as a classic artifact of the Hermetic tradition rather than a modern argument with definitions and proofs. Seen in context, the tablet is a seed text brief, symbolic and influential, largely because later schools of thought used it to frame practices and theories in alchemy, magic, and metaphysics. Secondly, correspondence between above and below. The tablet is most famous for expressing a principle of correspondence, the idea that patterns repeat across levels of reality, linking the greater world and the individual. Popular culture often reduces this to a slogan, but the tablet uses correspondence as a lens for understanding how creation and transformation work. In Hermetic reading, this does not mean everything is identical. It means that the same kind of order can be traced from the cosmic scale down to the human scale. This principle invites interpretive work. Alchemists used it to justify reading material processes as reflections of spiritual processes. And mystically minded readers used it to frame inner change as participating in a larger order. The tablet's compact style encourages contemplation rather than literalism. It suggests that if one understands the pattern in one domain, one can recognize it in another, which is why the text became a bridge between spiritual philosophy and natural philosophy in later centuries. Its power is that it offers a unified map without specifying one narrow application. Thirdly, creation and the generative force behind nature. A central movement in the Emerald Tablet is from unity to manifestation. The text gestures toward a generative principle that produces the world and enables wondrous operations, implying that creation is not random but proceeds through an intelligible order. In alchemical and hermetic traditions, this has been read as an account of how subtle causes give rise to tangible effects, and why transformation is possible at all. The tablet's language is symbolic, describing a force that penetrates and overcomes, which later interpreters connected to the idea that a single principle can operate across different states or levels of matter and mind. Importantly, the tablet does not provide laboratory recipes or step-by-step spiritual exercises. Its contribution is conceptual. It frames nature as permeated by an active power that can be understood, worked with, and mirrored in the seeker. This helps explain why the tablet remained attractive to readers ranging from religious mystics to early students of natural philosophy. It offers a vision of nature as alive with lawful potency rather than as inert substance. Although medieval and early modern alchemists often pursued material transmutation, the Emerald Tablet became equally important for the view that alchemy describes transformation in a broader sense. The text supports a reading in which the work is about refining, separating, and recombining operations that can be interpreted materially, psychologically, or spiritually. This flexibility is part of the tablet's lasting influence. It provides a compact rationale for why inner change and outer change can be discussed with the same symbolic vocabulary, without insisting on one exclusive interpretation. For readers today, this means the tablet can be approached as a philosophical statement about processes, how things evolve, how opposites can be reconciled, and how a more integrated state might be achieved. Because the text is brief, it leaves room for commentaries and companion works, which is why it is often studied alongside broader Hermetic collections. the tablet stands as a kind of canonical touchstone that later authors used to validate alchemy as a path of meaning, not merely a technical craft. Lastly, cryptic style, interpretation, and the need for slow reading, the Emerald Tablet is famously terse. Its sentences resemble a sequence of pronouncements rather than a full exposition, and its imagery can be opaque without context. This is not a flaw so much as a defining feature of the genre. The text is designed to be pondered, memorized, and interpreted through tradition of commentary. Because multiple translations and versions have circulated, readers also encounter differences in wording that can shift emphasis. The safest way to read it is to focus on its stable thematic core unity, correspondence, and transformative process. The tablet rewards a slow approach, where each line is treated as a prompt for reflection rather than a literal instruction. For newcomers, the cryptic style can be a barrier, especially if one expects practical guidance. For experienced readers of esoteric literature, the brevity is an advantage because it concentrates meaning and encourages repeated engagement. In practice, the tablet often functions as a measuring rod, a short text people return to when evaluating later hermetic or alchemical claims about how nature and spirit relate. In conclusion, the Emerald Tablet of Hermes is best read as a foundational fragment, a compact statement of hermetic vision that shaped centuries of alchemical and esoteric interpretation. It will appeal most to readers interested in hermeticism, the history of alchemy, Western esotericism, and spiritual philosophies that emphasize unity and transformation. Those who enjoy reflective, symbolic texts will find it rewarding. While readers seeking a straightforward self-help program or a detailed historical study may need additional commentary and context from related works, the main benefit of reading it is intellectual and contemplative. It offers a concise framework for thinking about correspondence between levels of reality, the movement from unity to manifestation, and the possibility of meaningful transformation. Its influence is also a benefit in itself, because familiarity with the tablet helps decode later writers who reference it as an authority. Compared with broader hermetic books such as the Corpus Hermeticum, the tablet stands out for its extreme density and portability. It is small enough to revisit often, yet historically significant enough to serve as a gateway into the wider hermetic and alchemical tradition. If you would like to support Hermes Trismegistus, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.